This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Bringing into focus the invisible lives of seafarers is at the heart of a campaign by the UK's Office of the Apostleship of the Sea for this Jubilee Year of Mercy, set up to offer pastoral care and practical assistance for seafarers. The largely volunteer charitable network has published a prayer card, which they have been distributing to seafarers and to supporters. I spoke to National Director Martin Foley about the initiative.
We are celebrating it in a number of ways. First and foremost, we have produced a little prayer card, which we have been distributing both to seafarers on board ships and to our supporters, reminding those seafarers and supporters of both the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. We are also organising a series of regional Year of Mercy retreats for our port chaplains and volunteer ship visitors, wherein we seek to remind them of not just what we do in terms of our ministry, but why we do it, and the gospel roots of ministry. And that's a particular Year of Mercy initiative that we are undertaking during this year of the church.
You talk about why you do this work. Could you explain that a little bit more? I mean, I came across actually an interesting story on your website about a container ship and its crew in Kent, which were, or maybe still are, being detained by authorities, and you've been trying to help the crew. How often do such things happen, and what are you doing to help?
All too frequently, we come across instances of crew being abandoned, or not having been paid, or having to face, you know, difficult conditions on board, whether that be through inadequate meals or inadequate hygiene, washing facilities. So that's one particular case in Kent that our port chaplain, Paul Glock, is dealing with. Going back to your earlier question about the why we do this, you know, we are a mission of the church. And we have been sent by the church to share God's love with seafarers. And that's not just Catholic seafarers, with all seafarers. And to reassure them that though they are far from home, family and friends, that the church, through the Apostleship of the Sea, is here for them, to serve them spiritually, pastorally, and practically.
Can I go back a second to that that container ship there in Kent? Apparently, there are some Russian crew members. Some of them were able to go home. Others, I don't know why, but maybe their documents aren't in order. I mean, how do you guys assist these people physically when they're in this sort of limbo there? The port authorities are not allowing them out with their ship. It's deemed not safe. So this must happen frequently, and these poor people are in limbo. So what do you guys try to do?
Well, yeah, they are in limbo. And for those that are able to return home and secure a contract on another ship, that's fine. But particularly amongst the ratings, you know, those aren't officers on board, they have to stick it out. So if they're not able to come ashore, we have to go to them. And this is really when the local Catholic community steps up to provide support. So to provide food, to provide clothing where necessary, and to really reassure those seafarers who are stranded in a port, in this case in Kent, that out of sight does not mean out of mind. And that we continue to be here for them. And often it can be just visiting on a regular basis and to engage in conversation with them, to keep them in touch with the world out there, to bring on board what we call a MiFi unit so they can communicate via the internet with family and friends back home. That's what Paul and his team of volunteers will be doing in Kent at this moment in time.
And do you collaborate there with the local authorities in trying to get paperwork together, or translation services? I don't know. I mean, these are very practical problems that I'm sure you must have to face every so often.
Yeah, you know, we collaborate very closely with ports and state control to ensure that where there are problems with the vessel in question, that these problems are addressed so that the ship can sail, or that so that the crew are paid. We work closely with the ITF trades union so that where outstanding wages are due, again, they can be paid to the crew. We work closely with, as you say, translation services where they are required. Our overriding objective is to make sure that whilst the crew may be stranded and in a UK port for a length of time, that whilst they are here, they do not feel abandoned. That they feel that someone is out there being an advocate for them with the appropriate authorities.
And you rely also on a big network of volunteers and, of course, chaplains. How many people are you today in the UK?
Okay, in the UK we have 16 port chaplains and about 120 volunteer ship visitors. It's a fantastic team and it enables us to provide good coverage across all the UK ports. And you know, it's grown in recent years. You know, we have appointed two chaplains in the last 12 months, assistant port chaplains, to work alongside the port chaplain because we recognise the scale of this ministry and the need to ensure it's properly resourced.
And of course, we mentioned it at the beginning, Sea Sunday is just around the corner. That's July 10th this year. What plans are in the works?
Well, as always on Sea Sunday, we invite all parishes to pray for seafarers. And on this one occasion during the church's calendar, to really put seafarers front and centre. So that's, you know, the priority again, is awareness raising, because that's the challenge that we face year in, year out. Seafarers come and go out of our ports, they're largely invisible, and one of our roles is to make visible this wonderful work of seafarers, to raise people's awareness of the conditions that many seafarers have to endure to look after their families, and then to ask for the Catholic community to support seafarers through prayer and through charitable giving.
Martin Foley is the National Director of the Apostleship of the Seas Office in the UK.